like through a trip through Israel.
那么我在中文组跟弟兄姊妹已经从诗篇二十三篇整篇在以色列我们来领受了。
And during the training sessions, we've already gone through Psalm 23 to receive the blessing from God.
诗篇二十三篇告诉我们丰盛生命的蓝图就是我是的神耶和华自己。
And the blueprint that's given us through Psalm 23 is a more abundant life through God.
那么我们也看见我们怎么样走在这个丰盛生命的道路上。就是降服，就是祝福。
And how do we enjoy this abundant life? And that is through a life of blessing on ourselves and to bring blessings to others.
Through surrendering, we receive the more abundant blessing.
So through surrender.
我们在这个第三讲的时候，我们就提过这个丰盛生命的归正啊，怎么样能够被神来矫正？
And in the third session, we talked about how we are corrected by God.
第四讲我们提到这个丰盛生命的拦阻与归宿。
And in the fourth session, we talked about some obstacles that may be on our way to a more abundant life than the homecoming of our abundant life.
神在千万人当中拣选了你，拣选了我。
From so many billions of people, God has chosen you and me.
为的是把他丰盛的生命赐给你，赐给我。
And the goal is for God to give you and me this abundant life.
叫我们借着跟随他，我们来领受他更丰盛的生命。
So that through our following of him, we may receive this abundant life.
然后借着我们把他更丰盛的生命能够流露，能够散播在世界的各个角落。
And through us, this abundant life can be distributed to every corner of the world.
这个丰盛的生命怎么能够继续在我们的生命中？那个秘诀是什么？
How can we continue to have this abundant life in our life? What is the secret?
乃是在我们的生命中我们要继续与主同行。
And that is to have a close walk with God.
主耶稣在地上工作，为着神工作。弟兄姊妹，他工作了多久时间，你记得吗？
Do you remember how long did Jesus work on this earth?
主耶稣在地上工作多少时间？
How long was his ministry?
多少时间？三年半。
Three and a half years.
他只有三年半。
Only three and a half years.
但是在主耶稣在地上工作的三年半中间，你知道他在加利利花了多少时间吗？
But within this three and a half years, do you know how much time he spent around the Sea of Galilee?
他就在加利利花了他两年，几乎两年的时间，大部分他三年半的时间在加利利。
So out of that three and a half years, he spent about 2 years around the Sea of Galilee.
这个加利利啊，我不晓得对你来讲有什么印象。
I don't know what kind of impression you have of Galilee.
也许你听过被藐视的加利利。
Maybe you've heard of the despised, the place that has been despised. That's Galilee.
啊，加利利人被藐视了。
The Galileans were despised.
整个以色列的国家的里面，百姓怎么看在加利利的人呢？
How do the Israelites look upon the Galileans?
是轻看他们。
They despised.
啊，是藐视他们。
They look down on them.
瞧不起他们。
They do not like them.
啊，我们看一看，这个加利利的这个行政图。
We let's look at the map of this Galilee.
啊，我们看见整个以色列呢，分成三个主要的区域。
There are three regions within the whole Israel nation.
北边就是加利利省。
In the north is the province of Galilee.
南边是犹大省。
In the south is the province of Judah.
犹大省又分为撒玛利亚区跟犹大区。
And then that's also divided into the region of Samaria and Judah.
那么在它的东边是特拉可尼。
And then the south east is another region.
在它的东边还有底加波利。
And the capital is below that.
那么我们看见加利利在北边，这是以色列最大的淡水湖。
And this is the largest lake, freshwater lake in the nation.
那么它的南边有全世界最低的这个咸水的湖，就叫做沿海，又叫死海。
And this is the lowest sea of the whole world, the salt sea.
以色列这个地方的地形，我们可以简单的看见分成五个地形。
And there's five topographies within that nation of Israel.
它的平原很窄很短，这个叫沿海的平原。
There's a narrow strip of plain lowland there.
那么然后我们就看它的丘陵地，叫做 Shephela.
And then here's the mountainous region, Shephela.
啊，然后我们看见它的高山中央山脉区域是最高的山脉。
And then the highest ridge, the mountaintop along there.
啊、然后我们看见这是全世界最低的山谷、叫做大裂谷。
And then we see the lowest valley of the whole world right there.、
就是约旦河谷。
This is the Jordan River Valley.
然后我们看见它的东边就是、在这里叫做外约旦、的这个山脉、就是在约旦的境内。
And there are some mountain ranges to the east of the Jordan River.
加利利就是在这个全世界最低的山谷的北边。
And the Sea of Galilee is north of the lowest valley of the whole world.
在旧约圣经里，你找不到加利利海这个名词。
In the Old Testament, you don't see the term Sea of Galilee.
在旧约里面提到的加利利，首先是在民数记34:11。
And the first time it was mentioned was in Numbers chapter 34:11.
我们一同来读好吗？中文、英文一起来哈。
Let's all read together.
这界要从示番下到雅言东边的利比拉，又要达到基尼列湖的东边。我们再看到在约书亚记第12:3再一次提到。这个名词就从基尼列湖改成叫做基尼列海。我们来读一读，来。
Let's read this all together.
与约旦河东边的亚拉巴，直到基尼列海，又到亚拉巴的海，就是沿海，通伯耶西莫的路，以及南方，直到比斯加的山根。啊，所以现在我们看见提到基尼列湖，提到基尼列海。第约书亚记13:37，我们请把那个reverse 回到前面一张 slide 好吗？好，那么很稀奇，为什么我把这个英文的漏掉打上去了？我们就读中文啊、约书亚记13:27，并谷中的伯雅兰、伯宁拉、树哥、撒芬，就是西西本王西宏国中的余地。以及约旦河与靠近约旦河的地，直到基尼列海的极边，都在约旦河东。啊，这里再一次提到基尼列海。
And in Joshua 13:27, again the Galilean Sea is mentioned. And in the valley Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Succoth, and Zephon, with the rest of the ram of Sihon, king of Heshbon, the east side of the Jordan.The territory up to the end of the Sea of Kinneret.
啊，这个基尼列什么意思呢
？What's the meaning of Kinneret?
那我们看见这一个加利利海的这个 close up， 我们看见这里的地图。
Let's look at a close up map of the Sea of Galilee.
你们看一看这个加利利海像一个什么形状
？What do you think the shape is?
加利利海像一个什么形状
？What's the shape of Sea of Galilee?
我问问题了，来参加中文的你知道，我问问题你要回答，你不回答的话我就不讲了。加利利海像什么？
What's the shape of the Sea of Galilee?
啊？像个梨，对不对？啊，水果像梨，可是这个基尼列 ，OK。
Yeah, just like the fruit, the pear.
啊，那是基尼列这个字的意思。
But the meaning of the word Kinneret
乃是琴。
Is the harp.
啊，不是我们钢琴的这个琴
，Not the piano，
那是大卫，弹手上拿的这个琴，为扫罗驱魔的那个琴。
But the harp, the musical instrument that David played for King Saul.
啊，所以我们看见，这是丝弦的乐器。
So this is a string instrument.
旧约很少提到加利利。
In the Old Testament, we hardly ever see Galilee.
而且加利利不存在。
That didn't exist.
主耶稣在地上的时候
When Jesus Christ was on earth,
正统的犹太人
the traditional Jewish people,
是住在耶路撒冷的
they lived in Jerusalem.
而在加利利这一帮的人
And the people who lived in Galilee,
耶路撒冷称他们是在外邦人的地方。
They, the people in Jerusalem regarded them as living among the foreigners.
Gentile, land of Gentile. 那么特别是以旧约的君王。
And in the Old Testament, kingship.
先知。
And the prophets.
都住在耶路撒冷。
They all lived in the city of Jerusalem.
都住在犹大这个区域里。
They lived in the region of Judah.
旧约所提到的基尼列。提到基利列
So in Old Testament, when it mentions the name of Kinneret,
没有提到加利利
Never was the name Galilee mentioned.
可是主耶稣在地上三年半的工作里面
And yet when Jesus Christ was on earth when he was doing his ministry for 3.5 years,
70%的时间在加利利
He spent 70% of his time.
所以这个加利利这个地方非常重要
So the Sea of Galilee region is very important.
你记得主耶稣一开始做工啊，就在加利利
You know that when Jesus started his ministry, it was in this, around that area.
马太福音第四章十八节，我们一同来读。
So let's read this together. As
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。马太福音说到主耶稣。在加利利的工作是说在加利利海。
So when Matthew mentions the ministry of Jesus, he's referring to Jesus' ministry around the area of Galilee.
马可记载主耶稣工作也说到耶稣在加利利海。
When Mark mentions the ministry of Jesus, he's also referring to his ministry around the Sea of Galilee.
可是很稀奇，路加医生在路加福音里面提到这个地方就不用加利利海了。
But very surprisingly, when Luke refers to Jesus' ministry, he does not use the term Sea of Galilee.
你看看路加第五章第一节，我们来读。
Let's read this together.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听他什么道。你看路加没有用加利利海。
So he does not refer to the Sea of Galilee.
路加用格尼撒勒湖。
He used the term.The Gennesaret, Lake of Gennesaret.
这个四本福音书中间只有路加福音的作者路加不是犹太人。
Of all the four Gospels, the only author that's not Jewish is Luke.
路加是希腊人。
He is a Greek.
他不是生在以色列这个地方。
He was not born in the nation of Israel.
他不是成长在这个区域。
He did not grow up around.
所以路加看见过真正的大海是什么？
So he had seen what is a real ocean.
真正的大海有地中海。
There's the Mediterranean Sea.
有爱琴海。
There's the Sea of Aegean.
它是真正的是海。
And so these are real seas.
所以等路加后来追溯主耶稣的行踪来到加利利的时候。
So when Luke began to trace Jesus' ministry around the Sea of Galilee.
他看看这个加利利海。
He looked at the Sea of Galilee.
怎么能算海呢？
What kind of sea is this?
明明是个湖嘛。
That's a lake.
所以路加福音里面不提加利利海。
So he does not refer to it to it as Sea of Galilee.
路加用湖。
He used the word lake.
所以在路加福音的第八章第二十二节。
So in Luke chapter 8:22,
我们来读一读。有一天，耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说：“我们可以渡到湖那边去。”他们就开了船。你看见路加很清楚什么是海，什么是湖。
So he distinguished very clearly what is the sea and what is the lake.
他特别提到格尼撒勒湖。
And so he referred specifically to the Lake of Gennesaret.
因为这个湖在格尼撒勒的平原的旁边。
Because this lake was actually beside the plain of Gennesaret.
这格尼撒勒平原是非常肥沃的一个平原。
This is a very fertile area.
表明我生命的丰富。
That refers to the riches of life.
所以这个这个格尼撒勒湖呢，也表明在这个湖里面有许许多多的生命，说是丰富。
This lake is also teeming with life.
来看看约翰怎么讲。
Let's see what John says.
约翰在约翰福音第六章第一节。
John chapter 6 verse 1.
我们来一同读。
Let's read.
这事以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是基比利亚海。那现在呢？我们已经学习了加利利这个地方叫格尼撒勒湖。
So now we've learned that the Sea of Galilee is also Lake Gennesaret.
叫做基尼列湖。
It's also called Sea of Tiberias.
Gennezer. 然后我们看见基尼利的海。
And then we see
the Sea of Gennezer.
The Sea of Gennezer.
那么然后我们也看见加利利海。
And then we see Sea of Galilee.
现在又提到基比利亚海。
And then now we see the new term Sea of Tiberias.
那我们看见这些不同的名称。
All of these names.
这里约翰在他老年的时候回忆耶稣在地上他的工作矫正。
When John was at his old age, he remembered back all these events.
耶稣到了加利利海，又叫做基比利亚海。
And he remembered that when Jesus went to the Sea of Galilee, it was also called the Sea of Tiberias.
为什么叫提比利亚海呢？
Why so?
因为在加利利海的西边有一个城市是耶稣出生的时候没有的，是他在长到青少年的时候亲眼看见这个大城盖起来的。
Because there was a big city that when Jesus was born, it was non-existent. It grew up when Jesus was also growing up.
这个城市就叫做提比利亚城。
And this is the city of Tiberias.
这是当时的希律的儿子叫希律安提帕，为了讨好罗马皇帝提比留所建的一个城市。
This was a city that was established by one of the Roman governors.
Right. By Herod Antipas, because he's trying to please the Roman Emperor Tiberius, so he built the city of Tiberias.
Thank you.
Well, 我知道翻译的困难 I understand difficulty of translation because I've been through that. Okay, 那么在这个这个城市的里面呢，它充满着温泉。
And so there are lots of hot springs in this Tiberias area.
这个城市叫做提比利亚城。
This is the city of Tiberias.
耶稣说，城如果这个盖在山上是不能隐藏的，就是指的这个城。
Jesus referred to the fact that when a city is built on a mountaintop, it cannot be hidden. And this is referring to the city of Tiberias.
加利利海的周围四面都是山。
Around the Sea of Galilee, there are all mountain ranges.
那么它其中有三个平原。
But there are three plain areas.
这是我去以色列的时候呢，所收集到的以色列加利利海现在的这些的地方跟现在的这个图地理位置。
These are photos that I collected when I was in Israel around the Sea of Galilee area.
那我们看见主耶稣的五个门徒是在伯赛大。伯赛大就是以加利利海的北边这个地方，有西门彼得，有雅各、约翰，还有腓力，这五个门徒，彼得的兄弟安德烈都是在伯赛大，这个这里的出生的人。
And five of Jesus' 12 disciples were born in Bethsaida, including James, including Andrew, Peter, and so on.
那么这是加百农，加百农是主耶稣在地上做工的时候，By the way, 耶稣是哪里人呢、啊、
By the way, where did Jesus come from?
耶稣是哪里人？拿撒勒人，对不对？
Jesus of Nazareth.
那么后来他为了工作的缘故，他就把他的家和他侍奉的中心搬到了加百农。
But then he moved the center of ministry to Capernaum.
那么我们也知道，这是主耶稣登山宝训这个讲这个八福的地方，就是八福山在这个地方。
This is where Jesus delivered Beatitude sermon on the Mount of Beatitudes right there.
我们去以色列的时候呢，特别的安排弟兄姊妹到了这个 North Gennezer 这个地方。
And when we travel to Israel, we especially stopped at North Gennezer.
因为这个地方在1980几年的时候。发现了当时的打鱼的渔夫突然发现这个岸边的沙上面出来的一个木头的脚。
Because in the 1980s, when some of the fishermen were around that area, they found a certain wooden
corner of wood.
Corner of a piece of wood.
Yeah. 那么那个时候他们呢，因为这个加利利海的这个水呢，那一年不是很多，所以水退下来了，所以这个木头呢就露出来了。
And when it was low tide at that year, they discovered that this corner of a piece of wood stuck out.
考古学家后来就到这个周围看，仔细的就鉴定了，哦，这原来是一艘船所以留下来的古迹。
And so the archaeologists confirmed that this was a corner of a certain boat.
那么很小心的就把沙的这个轻轻的挖开，然后就灌水。
And so they very carefully dug around it and put water in.
因为他们知道这是一个很宝贵的考古的资料。
Because they know that this is a very valuable archaeology specimen.
埋在沙土里面的考古的这些的replicas 啊，这些的 artifact， 如果你不小心的话呢，一经打开了以后就风化了，就可能就是成了粉末了。
They know that if they expose this to the air, that will immediately destroy the replica.
所以我就带弟兄姊妹去参观这个博物馆。
So I went with brothers and sisters to this museum.
这是博物馆里面我们所看见的。Oops， 这边还没有。那进到博物馆，你看见这个。
And so in the museum, you saw this boat.
十种的木头所做的一艘船，是第一世纪耶稣时代和门徒所坐过的船，就是这个样子。
So this was a boat built in the first century, made up of 10 different kinds of wood when Jesus was still on earth.
啊，所以这个是叫人后来的博物馆就叫做 Jesus boat， 耶稣的船。
So this, the museum called it Jesus boat.
耶稣和门徒在加利利海行船，在那里教导他们，一共工作了1年零8个月的时间。
So Jesus and his disciples carried out the ministry and taught them in the area for 18 months there.
为什么耶稣宝贵的3年半，他要花1年零8个月，将近2年的时间在加利利工作呢？
Well, how come Jesus, out of his short 3.5 years of ministry, he spent a total of almost two years in that area?
耶稣在这一个加利利的区域工作，有许多属灵上面宝贵的教训。
Because there are many spiritual lessons to be learned from his ministry there.
在旧约圣经里面，唯一一次提到加利利三个字是以赛亚书19:1。
The only time that Galilee was mentioned in the Old Testament was in Isaiah chapter 9:1.
我们一同来读好吗？
Let's read together.
啊，中文英文一起来啊。但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗，从前神使西伯伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。这节圣经就提到耶稣为什么到加利利去工作2年的时间。
This verse gives us the reason why Jesus spent 2 years of his ministry at the Sea of Galilee.
刚才我们看过加利利这个地方在地形上面的背景。
We saw the topography of that area just now.
我们也看过在名字上面的不同的背景。
And we also saw the different names that refers to this area.
现在我们来看一看加利利人心里面的感受的背景。
Now let's examine the kind of thought process, the attitude, the heart of these Galileans.
Right, the feelings of the Galileans, right? 那么你看到头一个他就提到呢是受过痛苦的。
And the first thing we know that they're under doom and gloom, they're in distress.
他们是见过幽暗的。
They have seen a lot of distress.
他们是被藐视的。
They are despised.
他们是在外邦人的地方这个所居住过的。
They exist in the land of the Gentiles.
从前被藐视的。
So they were despised in the past.
现在神要使他能成为荣耀的。
Now God is going to honor them.
这节圣经非常重要。
This is a very important verse.
让我们今天早上明白这一节圣经，就明白主耶稣为什么花了1年零8个月的时间在加利利，以加百农为他侍奉的中心。
So if we understand this verse, then we'll understand why Jesus spent 18 months around the Sea of Galilee from the central point of Capernaum.
主耶稣的工作
Jesus' work
是到那一些被轻视的人中间来工作。
Is among those that were despised.
我们看一看这张图。
Let's look at this map.
我们就知道加利利所在的这个地理位置。
We can see the geographical location of the Sea of Galilee.
这个加利利海坐落的地方。
The location
是在两条国际公路、国际大道的这个夹角。
It's in between of two international highways.
在它的西边有东北到西南方向 the Via Maris, 叫做沿海的 大陆大道。
To the west of it, there is the international highway called Via Maris.
向南可以到埃及。
And it goes to all the way to Egypt in the south.
那么向北可以到叙利亚的大马士革。
And in the north, it can go all the way to Syria.
然后呢，它从叙利亚大马士革向南有一条君王的大道，在约旦这个方向，在外约旦的这个山上，经过山谷中间。
And to the east of that, there is another highway, an emperor highway, king highway.
King's highway.
King's highway that goes all the way from
Damascus down to the Red Sea. 好，那么我们就看见加利利这个地方呢，就在这两条大道的夹口、夹角口。
And so the Sea of Galilee is right at the intersection of these two major highways.
加百农是整个以色列地的最前哨。
Capernaum is at the front end of the whole land of Israel.
以色列是横跨在亚洲、欧洲和非洲的这个三大洲的中间。
And the nation of Israel is right at the intersection point of Europe, Asia, and Africa.
加百农坐落在这个沿海的大道的这个要道上面。
And so Capernaum is right at the center of all this.
交通方便。
Very easy traffic.
带来商业的繁荣。
And so it prospered in terms of business.
当商业繁荣的时候
When there's a prosperous merchant action going on.
就带来很多红眼病的人。
And so it causes a lot of envy.
Jealous people. 昨天晚上我们提过这个红眼病。所以外国的这些的军队、外国的政府、外国的商旅就想要来得着这个地方。
And so many of the foreigners, the merchants, want to gain a hold of this area.
如果他们得着以色列这个地方，
if they should take a hold of this area,
向南可以得到埃及。
So to the south.They can also get a hold of Egypt.
当得到埃及，就得到埃及物产的丰富。
And so if they do that, they are able to possess the riches of Egypt.
所以以色列得到以色列，就得到这条沿海大道的权利。
If they're able to conquer Israel, then they can get possession of these major.
加利利。这个位居于战略上面非常重要的这个地方。
So it's an extremely important military point, the Sea of Galilee.
可是你看看耶路撒冷呢？
If you look at Jerusalem,
耶路撒冷没有大道，没有国际公路。
There's no international highways around it.
旁边有绿颜色的。
And it's all green around.
有黑颜色的。
And this black color.
这都是 byways, 这都是 local roads, 都是小路。
Small roads around
there. 它附近没有什么国际的大道。
There's no international highway.
它是远离这个沿海的。
It's far away from the sea.
你看见耶路撒冷是众山环绕它的。
And you know that Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains.
橄榄山在这个地方。
And that's where Mount of Olives is.
这里是圣殿，过去圣殿所在的，今天就是金顶回教寺所在的这个地方。
The Dome of Rock is where the temple used to be.
往东望过去呢，就是犹大的旷野，一片的荒芜。
Look to the east and you see the Judean wilderness.
那么这是然后就到了这个死海的这个区域，约旦河这一带。
And then we come to the Dead Sea area.
所以这个附近没有什么国际大道。
There's no international highways around there.
因为加利利人位居在国际大道的这个是枢纽的区域。
And because the Galileans are located at a very important intersection.
所以加利利人常常看见外国人。
And so Galileans are very much exposed to Gentiles and foreigners.
外国人做生意的经过他们。
The foreigners come and carry out their merchant business there.
外国人这个军队也经过他们。
The army would also pass through there.
所以住在加利利的人是最爱国的。
So the Galileans have a very high nationalistic
attitude.
So they're even more patriotic than the people living in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷什么人住在那里？
Who lives in Jerusalem?
祭司啊。
The priest.
文士啊。
The scribe.
律法师啊。
The Pharisee.
他们在那里读圣经。
They study the Bible there.
他们在那里祷告。
They pray there.
他们感受不到王国的痛苦。
They did not feel the pain of a broken country.
啊，在加利利的人，当外国人要来攻打以色列这个地方的时候，首当其冲就是加利利人被轻看、被打倒、被蹂躏、被俘虏。
When the nation of Israel was invaded, the first people that experienced the pain are the Galileans.
所以在以色列人中间有一帮人，耶稣时代有四个党派的人啊，有法利赛人。
So there were four different parties, of groups of people at the time of Jesus.
啊，有法利赛人。
There were the Pharisees.
有撒都该人。
Sadducees.
有奋锐党人。
The Zealots.
啊，还有爱色尼人。
Essence.
那么这个奋锐党人是什么呢？奋锐党人就是爱国党。
So who are the zealots? Those are the patriotic people.
奋锐党人就是这个暗杀队的这个队员。
So those are the
assassins
of the time.
Right. 他们呢就是要暗杀那些犹太人，就是叛离犹太人去做罗马人走狗这一帮人。
Those the people who would assassinate the people who worked for the Roman government and betray their own people.
罗马的这个愤恨罗马的这个爱国党的这个奋锐党，就以加利利做他的大本营。
So the zealots headquarters around the Sea of Galilee.
就在加利利人深受被敌人欺负亡国的痛苦。
So the Galileans.Fully realize the pain of a broken country, a defeated country.
那么他们被巴比伦所这个俘虏。
And so when they were captured by the Babylonians.
后来又被希腊帝国所侵占。
And later on, they were conquered by the Grecians.
主耶稣的时候被罗马帝国所这个在他们的铁蹄底下来生活。
And so at the Jesus when Jesus was on earth.They were under the conquer of the Romans at that time.
他们先后受过三个王朝的侵袭。
And so they experienced invasion by three different dynasties.
外国人常常在加利利。
Foreigners go in and out of Galilee.
在南边的犹太人。
What about the Judeans in the south?
Right. 他们有圣殿。
They have the temple.
他们有圣经。
They have the Bible.
他们自以为属灵。
They think they are the most spiritual.
他们以为他们了不起。
They think they're higher than others.
所以他们轻看加利利人。
And so they despise the Galileans.
看加利利人是外邦人。
They look down on them as Gentiles.
然后一个外邦人为伍的。
They're the pagans who are associating with others.
弟兄姊妹，犹太人看外邦人像什么样？你记得吗？圣经里面讲形容他们像什么？
Do you remember what the Bible tells us that the Jews?
外邦人像什么？大声一点嘛！是狗啊，是狗。外邦人像狗一样。
As wild dogs.
啊，这个狗呢，不是这个凶狗、恶狗、野狗。
These are.
Right. Not the wild dogs.
Not the wild dogs.
啊，但是看家狗。
But they're looked upon as the domestic dogs.
啊，但是是不洁净的。
But they're dirty.
啊，他们是 unclean.
Unclean.
所以他们呢，是犹太人所轻看的。
So they were despised by the Jewish people.
但是我们看看圣经里面形容的加利利地方，除了这样讲以外，我们还看见在雅各书第六章十一节、十二节也给我们看见加利利的背景。
But in the Song of Solomon. We also see the background of this Galilee.
我下入核桃园，要看谷中青绿的植物，要看葡萄发芽没有，石榴开花没有。不知不觉，我的心将我安置在我尊长的车中。
I went down to the grove of the trees to look at the new growth in the valley to see if the vine had buds for the pomegranates were in bloom before I realized it. My desire set me among the royal chariots of my people.
那这次来我跟你们提过，神要借着他的仆人摩西带领以色列百姓进到这个流奶与蜜的这个区域。
So in the past sessions I've mentioned that Moses was sent by God to lead his people into the land that's flowing with milk and honey.
蜜是植物界中间的精华。
Penny is the essence, the very best part, the cream of the crop of the agricultural product.
奶是动物界中间的精华。
Whereas milk is the cream from the best of the animals.
所以牛奶与蜜就是丰富中间的丰富。
And so when we refer to it as the land flowing with milk and honey, we're talking about the most abundant of the abundant.
这里提到核桃园，提到青绿的植物，提到葡萄，提到石榴。
So here we see that it's referring to nut trees, vines, pomegranates, and so on.
这些青绿的植物在以色列什么地方你能找到呢？
Where in the nation of Israel can you find these products?
啊，弟兄姊妹，参加中文的牛奶的区域还是牛蜜的区域啊
？So for the Chinese version people, is this coming from the land that's flowing with honey, or is it flowing with milk?
啊，是牛蜜的区域。
That's the land that's flowing with honey.
啊，那不是很多的蜜蜂在那里啊
？Not because of the honeycomb.
蜜是指着浆果，是指着这个植物界中间的精华。
That honey refers to the sap, the best part of the product of the agricultural product.
是在以色列的北边加利的区域你才找到的。
In the northern part of Israel, around the Sea of Galilee.
可是当你在你的后院里面躺在你的葡萄树底下，在你的是享受石榴的时候，不知不觉进到尊长的车中了，什么意思
？And so it refers here that as we're lying in our backyard, maybe enjoying pomegranates and so on and so forth, and we find ourselves actually in the royal chariot of the people. What does that mean?
什么叫做尊长的车中呢
？What does it mean to say that we are among the royal chariots of my people?
就是外邦人来了，敌人的军队进到你的后院里头来了。
That means that the foreign armies are actually invading into your backyard.
所以住在加利利的人是在犹大地的人是耶路撒冷所瞧不起的。
And so the Galileans were despised by the people who were living in Jerusalem.
但是他们这些加利利人也是深受痛苦的。
But the Galileans are also feeling the pain of invasion.
外国人来侵占他们。
Because they're invaded by foreign people.
自己国家的百姓轻视他们。
And their own people also looked down on them.
主耶稣来做工的时候
，And when Jesus came on this earth,
就是到那些被藐视的人、受痛苦的人中间来工作。
He worked among the people who felt this intense pain and were despised.
主耶稣生命的丰盛
，The abundant life of Jesus Christ.
主今天给我们他丰盛的生命
，And the abundant life that He gave us today.
不是单单让我们这些中产阶级的人在生活中间得到一点点缀，生活中间得到一点快乐而已。
It's not a little luxury that we can have as the middle class people today.
主耶稣乃是把他大好的福音传给贫穷人。
But Jesus had wanted to spread this great news among the poor people.
住在耶路撒冷的人。
The people who lived in Jerusalem.
有圣殿。
They have the temple.
有圣经。
They have the scriptures.
追求属灵。
They are seeking the spiritual life.
远离世界。
They were far away from the world.
啊，他们自己觉得很满足。
They were quite satisfied with themselves.
可是主不满足。
But the Lord was not satisfied.
主要花一年零八个月在加利利工作。
Jesus Christ spent 18 months around the Sea of Galilee.
这是加利利的地形图。
This is a topographical map.
加利利这个字的意思。
What is the meaning of Galilee?
加利利就是一个大圆圈的意思。
It means a big circle.
啊，我们看见主耶稣在加利利海的周围，他花了一年零八个月的时间工作。
And so we saw that Jesus spent one and a half years around the Sea of Galilee.
这个地方是莫大拉玛利亚的家乡，就叫做 Magdala。
And this is where Mary Magdalene's hometown was.
那么主耶稣在他身上赶出去七个鬼。
And from her, Jesus had cast out seven demons.
在这个地方，主耶稣行了五饼二鱼的神迹。
And this is the location where Jesus fed thousands of people with the five loaves and two fish.
在这个地方，主耶稣讲登山宝训。
And this is the Mount of Beatitude.
那么在这个从十二点到六点钟这个位置，从六点一直到十二点，这是加利海的西边。
And so from the 6 o'clock direction all the way up to the 12 o'clock direction is the...
这是犹太人所居住的这个范围。
Where the Jewish people live.
一共有200多个村庄在这个地方。
There were 200 some villages in this region.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，把神的福音，把天国的道带到他们中间。
And Jesus traveled throughout these villages to spread the great news to them.
主耶稣不但向犹太人传福音，犹太人来讲解神的道。
He did not only speak to the Jewish people in these villages.
主耶稣也从十二点钟下到六点钟，这一些叫做外邦人的地。这个底加波利这一带他也在这里传福音，也在这里行神迹奇事。
And from the 12 o'clock direction to the 6 o'clock direction, Jesus also traveled through this land where the Gentiles live and spread the gospel.
主耶稣用七个饼几条鱼喂饱了四千人，是在加利利海的东边。
And so it's on the east side of the Sea of Galilee that he used seven loaves of bread to feed
所以我们看见主在地上工作的时候，他是在加利利海的周围在那里工作。
And so we see that Jesus' ministry was concentrated around the Sea of Galilee.
那么主在那里工作，在那里拣选这些被藐视的人。
And so he chose to work among the people who were despised.
为了叫这些被藐视的人将来成为神的荣耀。
So that despised people one day may be honored by God.
主的心不只想到犹太人，主的心也想到外邦人。
And so Jesus' heart was not only on the Jewish people, he was also concerned with the Gentile people.
主在这一带工作以后，后来就把他工作的中心转到南边。
And later on, Jesus changed the location of his ministry to be centered to the south of the nation.
以伯大尼为中心。
And he used Bethsaida.
在伯大尼主就差遣了七十个门徒出去，两个两个的出去为主来传福音。
Actually, from the place of Bethany, he sent out 70 disciples in pairs to spread the gospel.
为什么主差遣七十个门徒出去传福音呢？
Why did he send out 70 people?
因为这七十这个数字是代表全世界。
Because the number 70 represents the whole world.
我们是读创世纪第十章、十一章的时候，你就发觉在挪亚之后，那个时候人分散在各地方，提到这个地名加在一起刚好是七十。
And if you go back to Genesis chapter 10 and 11, you read that the post-Noah era where the people were dispersed throughout the world, and you can count there were 70 people.
主的心不是单单小小的加利利。
The God's heart is not constricted to the area of the Sea of Galilee.
不是小小的犹太地。
It's not restricted to the land of Judea.
主的心乃是全世界。
But he's globally oriented.
加利利这个地方是主耶稣降生前两百年这个城市才这个区域才繁荣起来的。
This area only flourished.200 years after,
before
Jesus was there.
那么这个地方后来成了有人打鱼的，在那里以打鱼为生的。
And so this area was where a lot of fishermen also congregated.
主耶稣就在这一带行走，呼召这些渔夫成为得人，比得鱼更有价值的这一个这个工作。
And so when Jesus was walking in this area, he called these fishermen to be his apostles.
主先到这个被藐视的地方医治他们，让他们的心灵受的创伤得到主的医治。
When he first got there, Jesus healed the heart of these despised people.
然后主再使用他们两年的时间装备他们，叫他们成为主的门徒，使他们成为得人得鱼的人。
And then he used 2 years of his life to train these people, to train his disciples to carry on.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的生命丰盛在哪里？
So where is the abundance of our life?
我们的生命怎么能丰盛呢？
How can we get this abundant life?
不是我们在主的面前就是这样的吃吃喝喝领受一下而已。
Not just to come before the Lord and to receive
乃是当我们的生命成为主手中的工作，能够去reach out， 能够去到别人的生命中间去，把主丰盛的生命传递给他们的时候，主自己的生命在我们里面就丰盛起来。
But rather, the abundance of life comes from the point when we can actually turn around and deliver and pass on this abundant life that God has given us.
为着叫这个地方能成为主的荣耀。
Because we want to have this land become a land that glorifies God.
主自己是在这一帮门徒的身上花下了多少的时间，多少的心血。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ spent a lot of time on his disciples training them.
在人身上，主这样的预备。
And so God prepared us for his work.
在环境上面，我们也看见神是花了许许多多的年间来预备加利利这一个地方。
And so we also saw that God prepared the whole area, the geographical location, and all the factors for His work.
这张图是加利利海周围以色列各地的土壤分布图，土质分布图。
This is this map describes the soil of the area.
啊，我们看见在以色列地主要的有四种土地。
There are four different kinds of soil.
你记得主耶稣讲天国的比喻，说讲天国撒种撒在四个地方，你记得吗？
Do you remember the parable of the seed that Jesus was talking about, where the farmer was sowing seed on the ground with four different kinds of soil?
以色列这个地方就有四种的土质。
And so there were four different types of soil in this area.
在沿海窄窄的这一带是冲击沙。
Along the narrow strip along the coast,This is the alluvial soil.
这个冲击沙是水被雨水冲沙了，泥土被冲掉，只剩下沙，叫冲击沙。
And so this kind of soil is where the soil has been washed by the rain, so that all is left is sand.
啊，所以他们没有什么这个好的这个土质可以种植的。
And so this sand actually is very poor. It does not support a lot of plants and so on.
在拿撒勒这个地方的土质是白垩。
And the other kind is chalk.
Chalk 啊，是石灰岩。
It's a kind of lime.
啊，这个石灰岩呢，就在拿撒勒这一带呢，它是白颜色的土质。
And so around the area of Nazareth, this soil is white color.
白颜色的土质能不能种东西啊？
Do you think that they can support a lot of plants?
你看见哪一个人的田地啊，是那个土啊，是白颜色的，长出来苹果，你举手让我看一看。
Have you ever seen a farmland where there's an apple orchard or something with the soil all white?
所以腓力介绍福音给拿但业的时候说，摩西书上所记的那一位我们遇见了，他是拿撒勒人，那么他反映说拿撒勒能出什么好的？
And so in the Bible, we know that at a certain passage referred to when Jesus was introduced as from Nazareth, the comment was, what kind of good can come out of this place of Nazareth?
因为拿撒勒的土质，这个白垩，只能够做粉笔，只能够做路的这个修路的材料的。
Because the limestone in this area can only be used as chalk or as road.
啊、不是 limestone， 是白垩，是 chalk、啊、是不一样的。
It's chalk， which does not support growth。
对，在南边的西伯伦这一带的叫硬石灰岩，也是石灰，也是白垩的一种。
And so this is another kind of chalk in the southern area。
那么只有在加利利海的周围呢，你看到这一块颜色跟这块颜色是很大的一块，这两个是同样的土质，叫做玄武岩。
In that area where it was just pointed out, this is another kind of soil.
Basalt.
啊，
是 surrounded the region of Galilee. 啊，那么这你看，那是玄武岩。
This is basalt.
什么是玄武岩呢？
What is basalt?
玄武岩是火山爆发以后的岩浆所覆盖、所烧过的这个土和石头这一带所形成的石头，叫做玄武岩。
It's formed from the lava, from the volcano eruption that has been cooled down.
那么这个土地呢，经过高热都烧烤过。
And this soil has been baked by that high temperature.
所以这个地方的这个土地呢，都成了深的这个棕黄色的土地。
And so this has a very dark color.
石头也是黑颜色的。
Even the stones, the rocks are black.
跟这个白垩的土地呢是完全相反的。
A stark contrast with the chalk.
玄武岩是黑的。
So the basalt is black.
这个是白垩呢是白的。
The chalk is white.
那么请问你们夏天穿什么颜色的衣服比较舒服啊？
So in the summertime, what color clothes do you wear?
我们穿什么颜色？穿白颜色的。那么冬天穿什么颜色比较温暖？
Winter,
我们穿黑的。
You want to wear black clothes.
那为什么呢？因为黑的会吸热。
Because black absorbs warm.
白颜色的会反光啊，会这个这个不吸热。
White will reflect the heat.
加利利海所以能成为流密的区域，因为它的土壤，因为它的土质是经过万年的火山爆发以后所经过烧、经过烤的、经过这样痛苦的这个土地。
The land around the Sea of Galilee had experienced many millions of years of baking and become the soil that they are today.
拿撒勒那个地方的土地没有经过。这样的土地上面的痛苦。
The soil around Nazareth did not go through this process.
所以不合适种植，也它只能也不吸热，所以它只能做路的这个材料。
And so it's not good for planting or growing agriculture products. It's only good for making roads.
主耶稣在地上的时候曾经讲过三个城市。
Jesus has talked about three cities while he was on earth.
都在加利利海的周围。
All of them around the Sea of Galilee.
在马太福音十一章二十、二十一节，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说：“哥拉逊啊，你有祸了；伯塞大啊，你有祸了，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们就早已披麻蒙灰悔改了。”
Woe to you, Chorazin.Woe to you, Bethsaida. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you.
因为这三个城市是福音的铁三角，加百农、哥拉逊和伯塞大叫做福音的铁三角。
These three cities, Capernaum, Chorazin,and Bethsaida are the three central cities of
the Iron Triangle of Gospel. 那为什么翻译成叫做福音的铁三角呢？
Why do we translate this into call this the tripod of the Iron Tripod of God's Gospel?
因为不是李大飞去那里传福音呢、啊。
It's not because I go there to spread the gospel.
主耶稣亲自向他们讲道。
It's because Jesus Christ in person.
主耶稣亲自在他们中间行神迹啊。
Because Jesus himself carried out his miracles.
他们看见神迹。
They saw the miracles.
听见真理。
They heard the truth.
他们还是不悔改。
And yet they did not repent.
他们是心如铁啊。
Their heart as hard as iron.
所以后来主就叫这三个城市经过了灾荒，天然的灾荒，地震临到他们，这三个古代的城市中间的房子、会堂就通通倒了。
And so natural disaster was sent to these three cities by God to destroy it totally.
这是耶稣第一世纪所到过的会堂，叫做加百农会堂。
This is the Capernaum synagogue where Jesus.Traveled to in the first century.
那么我们看见在这里有黑颜色的这些石头做这个会堂的地基。
And so we see that the foundation was of this synagogue was built with basalt. It was black.
上面呢是石灰岩所盖的这个会堂。
And the upper part is built with chalk.
那么这个上面是第二世纪以后，他们所耶稣不在的时候，以后他们所借第一世纪的根基上继续盖起来的加百农的会堂。
And actually, the white part was built in the second century on the foundation that was established in the first century.
所以我们看见那个时候，加百农的会堂这个石头呢是黑的，这是玄武岩。
And so we see that the Capernaum synagogue was actually built with a black basalt.
连他们生活中间加百农不但是一个渔村，也是一个食品制造的中心。
So we the place of Capernaum is not only a fishing village, it's also a manufacturing center.
那么在那里他们磨磨子食物的这个machine， 当时做这个自动来磨磨的这个磨的这些石头呢，我们也在加百农会堂旁边看见了，也是这个玄武岩所做的。
And、so we saw at Capernaum all these basalt millstones that were made out of basalt.
你记得以赛亚书刚才我们所读的第九章第一节吗？
You remember that we read Isaiah chapter 9 verse
1? 那个受藐视啊、不再见到幽暗的、这个也加利利这一帮人。
So it referred to the people that had been despised, that were in distress and had experienced gloom.
他们受到王国的痛苦。
They suffered the broken country, the conquered country.
Right, yeah, been defeated, right? Suffering the right. And 他们也住在黑暗中间住。
And so they lived in this great darkness.
因为到处你出去看见是黑的，你的家里面所盖的这个石头这个房子完全是黑的。
The whole environment is black. When they go into their homes, it's made of black material. When they go outside, it's black.
啊，成天住在黑乌乌的这个房子里面，你心里面受不受压？
So you can comprehend that they have this sense of depression all the time.
但是就在这样的苦难中间，有大光发现耶稣到他们中间来，把他们带出来。
And yet in this very dark days of horror, the light of Jesus Christ came. When Jesus came to them and brought them the light.
这个地方的土地因为火山爆发，地的土壤经过这个灾难，经过这个烧烤以后，这个土壤是最肥沃的土壤。
The soil around this area is the richest because they've been through a lot. They've been baked by high temperature. That's gone through a lot to become a very fertile.
因为这个土壤，神预备它，经过了像经过死亡一样。
God has prepared this land through difficulty to, as if it's passed through death.
经过了死而不死，能够耐死的生命才是基督徒的生命。
Going through the valley of death and yet you still are alive. That is the life of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见主耶稣的生命临到这一帮人的时候，主在那个地方的土壤是这样预备的。
And so we see that the soil has been prepared by God Himself to receive this.
当住在这个痛苦被藐视又住在黑暗中的百姓经过了苦难，主来到他们中间的时候，他们的生命就成长了。
And so after the passage through the difficult days, when Jesus Christ came, they received this great light, and their whole life was changed.
在这种土壤中间，所有的农作物是以色列整个的全国中间最早熟的。
And so in this area, is the first fruit, the ripening of the first fruit happened in this area.
所以麦子在这里是早熟的。
And so the wheat field is the first to ripen in this area.
当他们收割麦子的时候
，When they have harvesting the wheat,
要把出熟的麦子拿到圣殿，交给祭司在神面前摇一摇，叫做摇祭。
And so they harvest the very first product of the land and bring it to the temple so that the priest may offer it.
在他们收割节的时候，全家大小的现在都是动员的。
And we see that at the gathering time, the whole family would be motivated.
他们把收起来的麦子，在这个在那里呢，在那里这个分开来。
And so on the threshing floor, they're trying to separate the wheat.
借着这个动物拿一个木板呢，在这个重的木板动物在那里是上面走的时候，就把麦粒跟这个麦壳就分开来了。
And so with the animals, they pull around.A threshing machine so that they can separate the grain from the head.
分开来以后，他们就这个是这个就是收割了。
And so in this way they harvest the wheat.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫收割啊
？What does it mean to harvest the wheat?
生命成熟了就可以收割了。
You know that when your life is full and ripe, then it's time for harvest.
我们的生命在主面前成熟了，就可以被提了。
As we our lives grow fully before God, then we can be lifted up.
所以我们经过苦难，经过熬炼，经过这一切，是为着神能够来把我们收到他面前。
So as we pass through the suffering, we pass through trials, we mature and then we can come before the Lord.
耶稣的时代对于加利利人非常轻看。
During Jesus' time, they looked down on Galileans very much.
约翰福音第七章的里面，人来这个要捉拿主耶稣，尼哥底母就替主耶稣说话。
During the arrest of Jesus Christ, Nicodemus spoke up for him.
这个尼哥底母说不听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？他们回答说，你也是出于加利利吗？你去查考就知道加利利没有出过先知。
Nicodemus said, does our law condemn anyone without first hearing him to find out what he is doing? They replied, are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee.
加利利有没有先知啊？
Did Galilee produce any prophets?
加利利有先知的。
Actually, yes.
约拿就是加利利人。
You know that Jonah came from Galilee.
他们先入为主的观念，先看藐视加利利，说加利利没有出过先知。
And yet, the Jewish people looked down at the Galileans and said that no prophet had ever come out of Galilee.
那么我时间的缘故，我只好要 skip 一下我所讲的。
Because of the shortage of time, I'm going to skip some sections.
那么我们现在来的看见在加利利所发生的事，主来到这些受压的人中间工作以后。
Let's examine some events that happened as Jesus was working among the despised.
为着带领门徒能够有更丰盛的生命。
Because he wants to give the disciples a more abundant life.
要把丰盛的生命借着他们能够流通出去传给人的缘故。
Because he wanted to make use of them to let this abundant life flow out to others.
有一次主耶稣从加利利带门徒往耶路撒冷去的时候。
And so Jesus was going to Jerusalem with his disciples.
要经过撒玛利亚。
They passed through the area of Samaria.
撒玛利亚人不接待主耶稣。
And yet the Samaritans did not receive them.
主耶稣有两个门徒，雅各跟约翰就发脾气了。
And so, James and John were quite unhappy with that.
他们就来祷告主啊，你要我们为你吩咐火从天上来烧灭这个撒玛利亚这城的人吗？
And so they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?
主耶稣说，你们不知道你们所求的是什么。
Jesus told them, "You don't know what you're asking."
雅各、约翰是哪里人呢，弟兄姊妹
？Where did James and John come from?
他们是哪里人
？What's their hometown?
加利利人，对不对
？Actually, they're Galileans.
加利利人是生长在什么环境底下
？How did they grow up? What kind of environment were they?
火山爆发的底下，对不对
？It's under the volcanoes.
所以加利利人每个人都有火爆的脾气啊。
And so their tempers are like volcanoes.
这个雅各、约翰呢，他们的名字又叫了什么名字啊
？So what other names for John and James?
叫做雷子啊。
They are sons of thunder.
当他们求神这个还用旧约做根据，吩咐火下来把他们烧灭，主耶稣没有答应他们的祷告。
These two disciples even quoted from the Old Testament and asked to have fire come down from heaven to destroy the Samaritans.
幸亏主没有听他们祷告。
It's a good thing that Jesus did not listen to them.
对，所以呢，后来呢，就在这个撒玛利亚这个地方，你看这个加利利人啊，你旧约十世纪讲，他们都是拼命敢死的啊。希伯伦是加利利，拿弗他人也是如此，那都是火爆的脾气，像火山一样。
You can see from this verse in Judges that the people of Zebulun and the Naphtali, they have this eruptive temper just like the volcanoes.
但是当后来在耶路撒冷教会遭到逼迫，腓力就到撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督，众人听见他的话，看见他的神迹，就听从了他的话。
But then subsequently we saw that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed Christ there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous sign, he did. They all paid close attention to what he said.
那么因此呢，就有许多人巫鬼呢被附着，那个巫鬼大声喊叫，他们从他们身上出来，然后瘫痪的得了这个瘸腿得了医治，在那城里就大有欢喜。
with shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed, and there was great joy in that city.
如果主听了雅各和约翰当时的请求，把撒玛利亚城就都烧了，请问后来有没有大有欢喜这个事情啊？
If Jesus Christ had listened to James and John according to their request and sent fire from heaven to consume these cities, would there have been great joy there?
弟兄姊妹，你看见什么？你看见主不听你的祷告，是为着成全他后面大得的荣耀，叫人大得欢喜，所以主才不听你我的祷告。
And sometimes we feel that the Lord does not listen to our prayers, He does not answer us according to our request. It's because He's preparing for the day of great joy.
今天基督徒在属灵生命的成长，常常因为小小的事情啊，主耶稣不听我祷告，主耶稣不答应我的祷告啊，算了算了，我灰心了啊，我就不来了，我就不跟随了。
Today in our Christian life, oftentimes we complain that, well, Jesus did not grant my request, He did not listen to my prayer, and so I'm going to give up, I'm not going to come.
弟兄姊妹，做基督徒，做基督徒是我们跟随主呢，还是主跟随我们呢？
We need to examine ourselves. Are we following Jesus or is Jesus following us?
是我们听主的带领呢，还是主啊，你要照着我们的意思给我们呢？
Should we be obeying Jesus Christ or should Jesus just grant whatever we wish.
这一帮在加利利成长的人，在主的手中，主带领他们，主在他们生命中叫苦难经历在他们身上，是为着将来他们的叫把神的荣耀能够带到人中间。
When Jesus was training the Galileans, that He let them pass through all kinds of difficulties and persecution. It's preparing them for the day that they will bring glory to God.
我的时间已经到了。
My time is up.
我的结论是什么？
What's my conclusion?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
为着我们生命要丰盛。
Because we want to pursue the abundant life.
我们要伏在主的手下，主要在我们的生命中带我们经历苦难，经历十字架的道路。
We need to surrender ourselves under Christ so that He may lead us through these difficult times.
经历苦难才能达到荣耀。
Going, passing through this rite of difficulties, the persecutions and trials, then we may mature.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray to God.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
在我们繁忙的人生中，你把我们召聚到你的面前。
You've called us before you.
叫我们再一次听见你的呼喊，再一次听见你的话，再一次叫我们在你面前听见你的话的人能够活过来，再一次的让我们省察我们怎样跟随你，叫我们学习怎样与你同行，与你同心，
To have one part with you.
叫你的工作能够工作在我们身上，
so that your work may be accomplished through us.
以至于你能借着我们这些不配的人，把你的荣耀带到人身上，
so that your glory may be manifested in others through us.
主啊，求你握住我们的手，
Lord, hold our hands.
保守我们的心，
keep our hearts.
聚会可以过去，
the meeting may pass.
你的话在我们的里面，你的心意永远不过去。
And your word will always live in our hearts.
求主继续在我们身上制作我们。
May you continue to mold us.
好叫我们肯愿意接受你手中的工作。
So that we are willing to take up the work that you have given to us.
叫我们的生命更丰盛，向主的荣行。
So that we may lead a more abundant life to be more like you.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
May Jesus.The Lord's grace,
天父的大爱，
His love,
圣灵的感动，
the Holy Spirit,
常与众人同在，
be with us always,
直到我们见你的面，
so that, we may come to see you one day.
奉耶稣基督的名，
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.